Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Eblen's here. He's back. Scott's a great member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Eblen Group, the author of The Next Level, which is out in the revised and expanded edition. He is a leadership development expert, and he helps companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward, especially the leadership of those organizations. He's here today to share some of his ideas with us. Scott Eblen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
Okay. You have been you've finally tuned your approach to executives, which small business owners are. Even if they, one of the big problems we have, Scott, is small business owners are so busy in the trenches a lot of times that they hardly allow themselves to think of themselves as executives. And they really should be. And I've been harping on this for 14 years now, that they should take some of their time during the week or the month at least, to sort of disconnect a little bit from the executing, from the operating, and to become a thinker, become a visionary, become an executive, you know, moving things around in that orbit rather than being down in the down in the trenches. And I'd like for you to help us with that, with some of the questions that you ask your clients.
Sure, and so I've got three questions that I think are very useful guidelines or guideposts to ask yourself, really at least on an annual basis, and check in on it regularly throughout the year. They're part of a model that my wife and I have developed, you mentioned 14 years ago, about 14 years ago, called the Life GPS.
And Life, so we know about Life the, we GPS, know about the, yeah, Life you know, Global Positioning System.
Well, yeah, it's based on the global positioning system, but in our case, it stands for goals planning system, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the Life GPS. What are your goals for your life, and what are your plans for implementing those goals? And three big questions that we can talk about in this conversation. Just a quick recap. The first question is, how are you when you're at your best, or what's your preferred state of being? The second question is, what are the routines that you'd want to have in your life to make it more likely that you'd show up at your best? And then finally, what outcomes would you hope or expect to see in your life if you were regularly showing up at your best? And it's a tool that I've used with my clients and myself and my family and friends for, 15 years now. And I joke sometimes I'm going to start a weight loss program because a lot of my clients, when they go through this, they end up 6 months later having lost 20 or 30 pounds.
Well, how would we do that? How would we know when we're at our best? How would we know about what that might look like?
That's a great question. So two ways to get at that I can think of. The first, if you're really thinking about how am I when I'm at my best, I always encourage people to think back to a time in recent history, within the last year, hopefully, where you really just felt like you were in the zone. You had that 1 week or 2 week or 1 month period where everything was just clicking, right? And just, if you're doing a basketball analogy, the hoop was 20 feet wide. Everything was going in.
Mm-hmm.
And how were you back then?
Don't you think when we think about that, though, we're more likely to think it's circumstances rather than something we did or we were?
Isn't that what
usually happens?
That's a good question. That's a good point, I think, because there's the externalities and there's internalities, right? And a lot of the time, we'll let the externalities drive our thinking. And, this is all internal stuff, really, right? And so I'm really trying to get it down. What are the consistent characteristics that show up for you when you're really performing at your best? Now, some folks, they've been in the muck for so long, and frankly, this happened in my family in the last year. We had a pretty rough year last year in the Eblen household with some health challenges with some of our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of things going on, and when my wife and I were talking about this at the end of the year, she said, I've had it, I'm up to my eyebrows here. I can't even think about how I am when I'm at my best. I said, let's look at it this way. If you could strip out, have a magic wand, and get rid of all these things that are going on, that are dragging you down, dragging us down, excuse me, how would you feel?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a different question. How would you feel if all this other stuff was just off the table magically?
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back with a pretty interesting and energizing kind of list. And I said, okay, we talked together. Maybe that's your preferred state of being. You know, if you could get rid of all the stuff, then what's your preferred state of being?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my case, my list is words like I'm relaxed. I'm connected to who I really am. I'm confident. I'm creative, and I'm energized. Those are my five big words.
My preferred state of being is productive and effective.
There you go.
You know, when I'm making something happen, when I imagine something and work on it and put it to bed as a done deal, that's my preferred. I don't know if that's a state of being or what, but we're going to come right back, folks. This is fascinating stuff with our good friend Scott Eblen. He charges people $1 million for this information, and you're getting it for free, right? 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.